Daily flights continue to U.S. from coronavirus quarantined Italy. By John Binder on March 9, 2020. Hundreds of flights from quarantined Italy, due to the rapid outbreak of the coronavirus which began in Wuhan, China, are continuing to the interior of the United States. In Italy, government officials have implemented a quarantine for the entire country in an effort to contain the coronavirus. As deaths have increased to 463 and the number of cases reaches nearly 9,200. The quarantine includes the heavily affected Lombardy region that includes three airports in and around Milan. Flights from these three airports, Milan-Linate Airport, Il Caravaggio Orio al Serio International Airport, and Malpensa Airport, are continuing to the U.S. despite the coronavirus quarantine, as well as flights to the U.S. from the Venice, Italy region. Currently, hundreds of flights from and or around Milan to the U.S. remain listed on travel websites like Kayak.com. For the coming week, quarantined Italian residents can book from about 15 to 20 daily round-trip flights to New York City, New York, from Milan starting at $360. Other flights allow quarantined Italian residents to fly round-trip from Milan to Atlanta, Georgia, for as cheap as $580. Tickets for these flights range as high as $745 with layovers in Rome, Italy, and Paris, France. Italian residents quarantined near Venice can also take flights to multiple U.S. cities like Miami, Florida, Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, Los Angeles, California, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Chicago, Illinois. A flight this month round trip from Venice to New York City costs travelers as little as $511. Meanwhile, daily round-trip flights from Venice to Salt Lake City start at about $1,200. Daily flights from South Korea to the U.S. are also continuing with little to no changes. For instance, travelers arriving in the U.S. from Seoul, South Korea, can book a round-trip flight this month to Denver, Colorado, for less than $1,000. South Korean travelers can also book trips to major U.S. cities like Seattle, Washington, San Francisco, California, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Boston, Massachusetts. The daily flights to the U.S. from coronavirus-affected Italy and South Korea come as the State Department has yet to issue travel bans for either of the countries. The only travel bans implemented thus far have been for residents and recent visitors of China and Iran. As Breitbart News reported, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport officials confirmed that travelers from Italy and South Korea are not being medically screened once they have arrived in the U.S., but rather they are screened before boarding their flights overseas. To date, there are nearly 600 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. and a total of 22 deaths. This makes the U.S. one of the top 10 most coronavirus-affected nations in the world alongside France, Japan, Spain, Switzerland, and Germany. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.